I'm Maxine Spire with Montana News. Montana Tech is facing a $3 million budget shortfall due to state funding cuts and reduced enrollment. Officials say there may be some staff layoffs at the Butte School, and some unfulfilled faculty positions may remain vacant during the 2018-19 school year. The Montana Standard reports that Provost and Vice Chancellor Doug Abbott told school academic leaders last week that he did not expect to lay off any faculty to balance the budget during the coming school year. Fall enrollment at Tech peaked at nearly 3,000 students in 2015. Enrollment this fall saw a drop of about 10%. Abbott says Tech has some reserves to help deal with the current shortfall, but that the school needs to look at being more efficient in the future. The Yellowstone County Republican Central Committee is searching for candidates to serve out the remainder of former State Representative Adam Rosendale's term in the State House. The committee is taking applications through January 2nd and will forward the names of three candidates to the County Commission to choose Rosendale's successor. The successful candidate will represent House District 51 through the end of 2018. A Colorado-based development group has provided a $30,000 grant to promote food sustainability at Montana's Fort Belknap Indian Reservation. The Havre Daily News reports part of the grant will support research in hydroponic growing, in which food is grown year-round in climate-controlled water. Heavy snow is predicted for parts of western Montana this week, and that could impact travel plans. Edward O'Brien reports.
This week's weather forecast is complex and has a lot of moving pieces. Long story short, some west central Montana valleys could get close to a foot of snow by Friday. The mountains could get double that. National Weather Service meteorologist Genki Kino says 2 to 3 inches of fresh snow is possible Wednesday. The Sealy, Swan, Upper Blackfoot regions could get the heaviest accumulations.
And then we are going to get another system that moves in on Thursday, and we could see anywhere from, 2 to 5 inches.
Lookout and low-low passes could get closer to a foot. Now here's where things get a bit more complicated. A plume of warm, moist, subtropical air known as the Pineapple Express will move on shore sometime Thursday and spread across Idaho and Montana through Saturday.
And then we also have this Arctic air mass that's going to be sliding down from Canada. So right now there's still a lot of uncertainty for Friday on where that Arctic air mass is going to meet that tropical air to set up that heavy snow. But it still looks like somewhere around west central Montana, Friday into Saturday, there's a lot of good potential for heavy snow.
So how much snow is possible?
We could easily see anywhere from 6 to 12 inches of snow, depending on where that boundary sets up.
That's 6 to 12 inches in the valleys. Northwest Montana could pick up about half that. The mountains, though, could get close to 2 feet. Just don't expect dry champagne powder.
Yep, it definitely looks like it's going to be wet and heavy. And wherever that boundary sets up, it'll be really heavy.
The snow's expected to taper off by Sunday. The Weather Service says western Montana's precipitation is about normal for this time of year. 3 inches of liquid precip's been recorded since October 1st. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
Nearly 400 licenses for a special chronic wasting disease deer hunt in north-central Montana sold out in less than 4 hours today. State wildlife officials are holding the hunt to test for the prevalence of the brain wasting disease after a deer shot north of Chester tested positive. The hunt begins on January 6th and will end on February 15th, or when the quota of 135 mule deer has been met. All successful hunters must have their animal sampled at a check station, at the Sage Creek Hutterite Colony, or at Fish, Wildlife, and Parks offices in Havre or Great Falls. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks is hosting 4 public meetings in January across northwest Montana to share information and gather input on tentative hunting season dates and rules for the next 2 years. The statewide proposals are available for review and comment at the FWP website. The public meetings are set for Kalispell, Trout Creek, Libby, and Eureka in January. Hunting dates and regulations are adopted every 2 years for most game species across Montana. The deadline to submit comments is 5 p.m. on January 24th. A Northwestern Montana woman is charged with shooting and killing her husband. Court records say 62-year-old Connie Jean LaCrone of Libby mumbled the words, "I shot him," before she was interviewed by investigators about the December 17th death of 69-year-old Dean LaCrone. Her bail was set at $500,000, and she is scheduled to enter a plea on January 3rd. I'm Maxine Spire.